Chapter 106. Once we got Brian home, I took a few extra days off. It might have been the most joy-filled week of my life, and that includes the week before every Christmas as a kid. Brian was home and was still himself, although he was not the boy who'd left us. Prison could do crazy things to people. It can twist them and distort their view of reality, or cause a depression that never leaves. One of the common threads I'd seen among convicted felons was a victim mentality. It's counterintuitive, but prevalent. Released felons believe they were unfairly targeted by the police, while others get away with everything. Brian accepted his mistakes and was ready to move on. He'd taken what the correction system had offered in classes and training. It had made me proud in an odd kind of way. He was already looking for air conditioning companies he might be able to work for, and he blended back into the family fairly easily. The boys played basketball at Holy Name, where the faculty seemed thrilled to see Brian home. My grandfather and I sat in the bleachers and watched Brian, Trent, Eddie, and Ricky play for hours. On the third day after Brian's release, Seamus turned to me in the bleachers and said, "You did a great job raising these kids. I'm proud to be part of your family." I waited for the punchline. Then I realized the old man was sincere. I draped my arm around his bony shoulders and said a silent prayer of thanks. What else is there to do when you realize all the blessings God has given you? I went back to work a couple of days before I had intended to, but it was for a good reason. My informant Flash had gotten word to me that he might have found the suspect in the murder of the nurse and her daughter, the elusive Tight. Usually, a suspect like Tight would have some kind of record, and assault charge is common. Those kinds of charges always get pleaded down, but there would still be a record. But we had nothing on him, not in either police intelligence or arrest files. Flash told me he was supposed to meet Tight at Convent Garden on 151st Street up near Washington Heights, one of the places where Flash and I usually met. It was quiet and comfortable and...